Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, George Gerken. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Johnny Noon. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind strikes out. Two outs. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a fly ball into center field. Gerken settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer misplays the ball. That's an error on Gehringer. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lind settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is hit by the pitch. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind strikes out. Two outs. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jameson. The throw from Whitehill to Geringer and they have Jameson trapped. The throw over to Noon, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Sewell applying the tag. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gherkin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman who is chasing the ball. Gherkin reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 1 in the game. Noon hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Geringer hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gherkin. Geringer reaches second base with a double. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Gherkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Geringer tags and moves to third. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa who is chasing the ball. Heilman reaches third base with a triple. Geringer scores. It's Indians, 1, Tigers, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a pop-up towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Uhel moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Rice. Jameson reaches second base with a double. Uhel scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Indians. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McManus. Jameson moves to third. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Gherkin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Gherkin reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. Lind goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gherkin scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tavener hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Noon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summa for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into center field. Gherkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 0 for 2 in the game. Noon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Uhl's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Gherkin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Jameson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 3 in the game. Lind hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson moves to second. George Gherkin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gherkin is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Gherkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 3 in the game. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Heilman is called out on strikes. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tavener bunts towards the mound. Uhl fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fothergill moves to second. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Larry Woodall. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Uhl covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Indians will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 3 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rice. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Rice throws the ball into McManus, who tags Hodapp trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-3 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Easterling pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Paul Easterling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easterling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Noon moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Rice hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Rice reaches second base with a double. Noon scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 5-2, Indians. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heilman strikes out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-3 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. McManus reaches second base with a double. Gehringer scores. Rice scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Indians will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lind strikes out. Two outs. George Gerken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerken is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Gerken hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sweeney pinch hits for George Smith. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a pop-up towards third. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.